There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Geek Trippin'.
This is your job. This has all been down to you. I'm really excited.
Me too. So this week, we're going to see a guy who sings, he raps, he acts, he writes, and he produces. Childish Gambino. He's got a special concert experience that's taking place in New Zealand, and it's actually been listed in both Auckland and Wellington, which I'll explain a little bit later. It's accessible from both cities, so I decided to stay in Wellington for this event. It's happening on November 25th. Childish Gambino. You might also know him as Donald Glover on screen. Just a little bit of background. We know that he's recently starred in Solo. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen Solo. I had no idea that he was Danny Glover.
I think he actually stole the show.
Really?
For the movie. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. My friends went to see it, actually. And do you know what? For once, they haven't been telling me about it, so I don't think that can say it was very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this. I didn't love it.
Mm.
Wasn't my fave. He's also behind the Emmy-winning show Atlanta. Which, if you
haven't seen that,
oh my god, it's amazing. I think it's the best thing I've seen on TV in forever.
Is it Netflix?
I think it is on Netflix here.
Okay, I'm gonna try and check that out.
Yeah.
This is what he sounds like, by the way, if you don't know Childish Gambino.
On it like Ben Folds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some Sweet and Low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Are you eating though? Are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't even know. Never catching cases. Why they faces look so emo? Watch a hater.
This guy's like super talented. He can do everything.
It's unbelievable. I think one of the reasons too that he seems so talented is that he doesn't seem to care about labels. I mean, one of the things we were just talking about is he left 30 Rock, a writing gig at 30 Rock, which is a major show. You know, why would you do something like that?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, because he knows he has other talents and he can sort of call up on them.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I really didn't. Like, everybody, like, my mom was really kind of just like, you know, she was like, you have a good job. Like, why would you do that? Like,
yeah,
you know, kind of thing. She was very, and also she really wanted to meet Alec Baldwin. So she was like, no, like, why are you leaving that? And I was like, I didn't think it was a crazy thing. I was just like, oh, I like music. It's weird. I think it was a bad decision, but like, I didn't know it. So it worked out great.
He could have got his moment to see Alec Baldwin before he left, right?
I hope he did. And of course, I could go on about his acting career, but we're talking about music today. So Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. Any guesses how he got his moniker?
Childish Gambino. I want to say that he did some kind of wrestling in a mask where he wore a kid's face.
I wish that was the story. It was actually from the Wu-Tang Clan name generator online.
Oh, cool.
So I've taken the liberty of finding out what our rap names are. Steph Bergen, your rap name is Mighty Wanderer.
Mighty Wanderer. That seems a little bit normal.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about this, and I think if I had a rap name that I would like to be called Get Steffied.
That's so great. I love that.
What's yours?
Mine is, okay, I don't know how this works, because my full name is Sonal Rupani, and I ended up with Insane Wanderer. We're rap cousins, clearly.
We are. Wow.
Yeah.
Family.
So back to Gambino. He released his first mixtape in 2008. It was called Sick Boy. And over the years, that's been followed by 7 mixtapes and 3 studio albums. So how does he manage his creativity? And how do all of these different roles influence his music? It's very clear that Childish Gambino doesn't like labels or categories.
I feel like I'm clear. I write best in the morning. I wrote 3005 in the morning. And all the good songs, I feel like. All the songs where I'm like, how did I even come up with that? Were just like probably like remnants from dreams or something. You're closer to not being like, I don't know, like not feeling the pressure of everything. I feel like when you first wake up, like, you're still close to, like, who you really are. I don't believe in albums. I don't want to do albums. No. I really don't. And I know that sounds, like, really lame and, I think, pretentious and kind of, like, gross. I'm just like, I don't do albums. But I don't want to do albums. Especially now, if you're going to put out a body of work, it should be, like, an experience. That's, like, because it's easy to do that now. Like, it's so Like, I don't think Kanye puts out records. Like, he puts out, like, whole things. Like, there's projections, and there's this show that goes with it, and there's this booklet that goes with it. And it's like, it's I want to make, like, worlds and stories that people can live in for, like, years if they wanted to.
When did Childish Gambino register on your radar?
I think probably around 2010-ish, if I had to guess.
Wow, I hadn't heard of him until about a month ago when he did the controversial video for his latest music video.
Really?
Yeah.
You hadn't heard anything about him?
Not even his name. Like, I never heard the name.
Because he was even a star on the show Community for a while. So he was on TV. He was acting. Probably.
I heard Danny Glover, but I've never, ever heard of Childish Gambino.
Huh. Yeah, I definitely heard about some of his earliest music. And so he dropped his first, he was just going on there a bit about how he doesn't do albums. But he does do albums. I mean, technically. He dropped his first studio album, Camp, in 2011. That was followed by the Grammy-nominated Because the Internet in 2013. And then Awaken My Love came out in 2016. And I want to say you've probably heard a big hit from this album. It was on his latest record that he had his biggest radio hit to date, Redbone.
No, doesn't ring a bell. Okay, doesn't ring a bell. Maybe sold. I've heard it.
It sold 4 million. I'll sing it to you a little bit later.
Do it now, Sona.
Oh, gosh, no. It sold 4 million copies, and it won him his first Grammy. And this is what he had to say after the ceremony.
It feels pretty surreal. I just never thought anything would be like this. You know, nothing quite is what it seems. And I guess, yeah, that's what I would tell my younger self. I was like, nothing is what it seems. Everything is made up. So you have to control your destiny and your narrative.
He's so cool. Too cool for school.
Yeah, so
what
philosophical.
Will a gig like this be like, do you think?
A gig for Childish Gambino. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this, but it's going to be a special experience. It's going to run actually over a few days. It's going to be a camping experience and a whole sort of multi-visual. He's done this kind of thing before, but it's not your regular old concert. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that famous music video that you were talking about that's really made headlines in the past.
Normally, we ask for like your tenuous links to the artists we're talking about. If you have got any, then we'd love to hear them. But also, when was the first time you heard of Childish Gambino? Was it like me? Was it just about a month ago, or has he been on your radar for ages too?
Geek Trippin'.
We're going to New Zealand, to Wellington, in November, and we're going to see this guy.
Very excited about it, too.
Your song, and your hands in mine. And I'm holding you tight, making feel good. Let me hold it down. I'm so glad we found. It's whenever you like, make it feel good. Make it feel good.
We are going to do Childish Gambino in Gig Tripping. I thought to myself, I don't know, rap, he seems for the kids, he's probably someone they play on Virgin a lot. I really like the last three songs that I've just heard.
Right, and you can tell how different it is from that first sort of sample that we heard earlier with a lot of rap. This is from his latest album, Awaken My Love, and it's a completely different sound altogether. You can kind of tell that he's grown up. I mean, I think when I listen to some of his rap stuff, it's all of the things he does are quite playful, but with this, it feels much more grown up. His rap felt like a lot of bravado, like showing off, trying to prove who he was.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I'd buy this.
Yeah, so this is that song that I was mentioning to you. Redbone sold 4 million copies. This is the one that won him a Grammy. And now, of course, Glover has also made headlines just a month ago for his song and video, This Is America. And this has got an insane number of views, 238 million views on YouTube.
I came into work, you know, and Tim from Drive Live said to me, have you seen the Childish Gambino video? And I was like, nah. And he went, it's brilliant. You need to go and see that today.
Yeah.
And then I got busy and then I saw headlines about it. And I kind of, it fell into that category of everyone's already talked about it. I've kind of missed it. I'll just catch up by little bits of what people tell me.
I think it's definitely still worth the watch because there's something very, I mean, I'm trying to describe actually what makes it so special. And I think what it is he's got a very sort of playful and creative way of hitting very heavy topics. So it's a really strong critique on social forces in the country in America. Obviously, the song is called This Is America. The treatment of guns, racial, social injustice, the use of entertainment. There are all these sort of little hidden signs and metaphors and imagery that evoke bigger concepts. So people have actually gone nuts trying to decipher exactly what he meant by the two guys holding a cell phone or by the setting or, you know, by different elements. So since you haven't watched this video, just to describe it a little bit, they're in an open sort of warehouse concept and Glover is doing this kind of a strange dance. He goes into some sort of African dances as well. And so he's got these kind of really caricature-like expressions on his face the whole time as he's singing. And then there's these very sort of sudden serious moments where all of a sudden someone hands him a gun and he shoots someone or a group of people.
Whoa.
And the gun gets, somebody comes up with a red cloth, he hands them the gun and they just take it away. So you can kind of get a sense of what that means. But then it's sort of filled with this kind of metaphor and meaning throughout. So I think the song actually doesn't really work without the video, and the video doesn't work without the song. Sort of part of how he brings things together in his artistry. So this is the song, to give you a little taste.
This is America.
We just wanna party.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in
my area.
I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get it. Yeah.
Ooh. Get it.
Yeah. Work it.
Yeah. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka Blah.
Ooh. America. I just checked my follow and listen.
You gon' tell
me. Told me.
Get your money.
Get down.
Ooh.
Get down.
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 just a black man in this world. You just a buckle, hey. You just a black man in this world. Been expensive for us, hey. Just a big dog, yeah.
This is America, Childish Gambino. That's where we're gig tripping this week. You know what's really interesting? We were just chatting there whilst that song was playing, going, is this being played on Virgin? And then we were like, it's not really a radio song. Like it, when we were listening to that, it's kind of uncomfortable to listen to in places, because as you said at the beginning, it's quite harmonious, but then it's very jarring, and it's almost like you're feeling as though it's clashing.
Yeah, I felt on edge pretty much the whole time that. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
And again, it kind of does it a disservice to play the song without seeing the video, I think.
So if you haven't seen that video, I haven't seen the video all the way through. I'm going to go and watch it right now whilst the news is on. We did have a long text message in, though, at affordable01. Thank you so much for this. We love it when you comment on what we do. And it says, Childish Gambino is an absolute legend. His range in entertainment is unparalleled right now. Pure talent. He's growing organically. He's doing things his way. He's like a coherent Kanye in some ways. That's a great way to put it. I have loved him ever since he started appearing in the hit sitcom Community. And even though I feel he's taken himself a little bit too seriously now, he's just doing his thing, and he's pretty much nailing it with every single project, from his new TV show Atlanta all the way to his recent appearance in the Star Wars origin story Solo. Mad props to Donald Glover for showing us that you can excel by being yourself.
Yep, and one of the reasons that we picked this artist is this might actually be one of your last chances to see him as Childish Gambino. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that.
Keep your thoughts coming in on Childish Gambino if you've got any.
Geek Trippin'. Geek Trippin'.
And we're off to see this guy
in New Zealand.
Zealand.
When your song, and your hands in mine,
and I'm holding you tight, making feel good. Let me hold it down. I'm so glad we found. It's whenever you like, make it feel good. Make it feel good. Make it feel good. Alright. Now say you
your first introduction to Childish Gambino, like it is mine this afternoon. I hope you're loving it as much as I am.
This was definitely my favorite song for a while. I was hooked on it, had it on repeat. So we're talking about seeing Childish Gambino live in New Zealand in an outdoorsy venue accessible from both Auckland and Wellington. And I was really excited. I was excited enough about a regular old concert. But as I dug deeper into this, I found out it's actually going to be a special event. It's an immersive, multi-sensory experience that he's called Pharos. It's running from the 23rd to the 25th of November, and it's going to involve a campsite just outside the venue. So it's actually sort of an overnighter. And it's the second time he's put on an event like this. The first Pharos was outdoors, a virtual reality infused event in 2016 at Joshua Tree National Park. So that kind of gives you a sense of what kind of experience it's going to be like. You know, he had no mobile phones there, so very little on social media about that. And it was also for his new album release. So the theory is that this time around also, it's going to be about new music and him sort of releasing new music. And another reason that this is really exciting is that he's not actually going to be making any more music as Childish Gambino. This is why.
You know, I'm still making one project. I'm making another project right now, just, you know, to make. And but I like endings, and I think they're important to progress. I think, like, if a lot of things had, like, death clauses in them, we wouldn't have a lot of problems in the world, to be honest, you know. So I think endings are good because they force things to get better. So, yeah. I think you sometimes forget that music is, like...
He's so philosophical.
I really like that yeah. you need an end.
Yeah, I do too. I like that, that thought. So let's talk a little bit about where we're going. We're going to Wellington. We'll talk a little bit about the venue. It's quite a journey away, so we're looking to make the most of our time there. I caught up with Fiona Cumming. She's a good friend of Brandy Scott, and she's described herself as a true-blooded Wellingtonian. She's been in Wellington since she attended university there at the age of 17, and she works at the Department of Conservation there. I asked her first how she would describe Wellington to someone who's never been.
Wellington, I would say, is a village, a seaside village. It's a fantastic mix of harbour, beautiful greenery, and a fascinating and fantastic urban scene. You'll find that people who live here are really passionate about food, entertainment, culture, and coffee. Wildly passionate about these things. And you won't find very many Wellingtonians who don't tell you that Wellington has more of a heart than Auckland. Auckland's our big commercial driving city, but I think where Wellington really stands out for people is that it just has this fantastic, walkable, livable city centre, which is just bursting with things to do and good places to eat and places to get really good coffee. Oh, and it would be remiss for me not to mention that nobody lives in Wellington because of the climate. Famously, it has the dubious reputation as the world's windiest city, and
So really windy city.
So she actually went on to say that it beats Chicago. She says it makes Chicago winds seem like a gentle breeze. And as someone who has lived in Chicago for 4 years, I was a little bit shocked by that. I actually can't imagine anything that would put Chicago winds to shame.
It sounds like there's a bit of rivalry between Auckland and Wellington, though, doesn't it?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems, I don't know, at least from what I've heard, Wellington seems to be kind of more the hip place. So also another interesting fact that she told me is that an earthquake from 2016, 7.8 magnitude earthquake that happened nearby, is still affecting the makeup of the city. She said a number of buildings had to be demolished and rebuilding is still happening. And she said it's definitely a place where you need to pack some good walking shoes. Parks and nature reserves are very easily accessible throughout the city. I asked her what her must-see attractions would be.
Must-see places in Wellington. A visit to Te Papa, which is New Zealand's National Museum on the waterfront, is an absolute must. Also highly recommend a quick visit to the Wellington City Art Gallery. Just wandering around a very walkable inner city and enjoying that is a good thing. Also recommend, in addition to those things, getting out amongst nature for at least part of your visit here. So that could be a walk along the very rugged Wellington South Coast, or a trip to Zealandia, which is a large nature reserve really close to the city centre. There's also a couple of huge national parks in the region.
So there's plenty to do whilst you're in New Zealand in Wellington watching Childish Gambino.
Indeed. And in fact, Fiona also told me that it's a great foodie city. She actually said that they have more food and beverage outlets than New York City per capita.
Oh,
I know. That seems unreal, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but she said they're all very proud of that. So let's talk a little bit about how you're going to get there. It's a very long journey. You'll have to make at least one stop. And if you want to take Emirates and have a layover in Sydney, that'll take you about 19 hours to get there, about 22 hours to get back. The round trip will put you at about 6,733 dirhams. So it is quite pricey. So if you are going to make your way over there, you definitely want to spend some time, make the most of it, probably see some of the sights. The ticket price for the event, the concert, is $149. That's around 550 dirhams. And if you're going to the event, you're probably going to stay in a tent. You'll probably need some camping facilities if you want to stay there overnight. But if you're staying in Wellington before the concert, a couple of options. The Park Hotel Lambton Quay. The modern rooms here really caught my eye. They have these light wooded paneled walls, soft gray textures. You can kind of imagine that. And plus, it's in the center of Wellington, so very easy access to get to a lot of restaurants, just a short walk away. A regular room here is going to cost you 556 dirhams a night. For me, though, I'm going for the bohemian styled Airbnb that I saw. It's a two bedroom called the Old Sailor's Villa in the City, which got me with the name alone.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm loving also sort of the look of wooden furniture with colorful fabrics and art. This is a little bit of the description for you. This sunny and beautiful restored 1906 colonial villa oozes character and is an amazing central location in Mount Vic. The villa is just a 2-minute walk to the waterfront, Oriental Bay Beach, Te Papa Museum, and the main entertainment and dining strip.
I'm in.
Yeah.
This sounds great. Awesome.
Yeah. This was dangerous for me because after doing all this research, I want to go.
This is the hardest thing about Gig Trip. And Mark actually did go on a couple.
Oh, he did?
He did.
That's so great.
He went to see Lisa Stansfield in Guildford.
Oh.
Which was not one of the amazing. More glamorous ones, but he had a really good time.
Well, I'll call you from New Zealand in November.
Okay, let me know how it is. Will it be windy then?
I suppose so.
Gig tripping. What are you going to do next time? Do you know?
I haven't decided yet.
Any suggestions, you can always let us know.
Gig tripping.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.